THF back at it again. It is Thursday, March the 26th. Sad day for all of us baseball fans. Close your ears, Zach. No baseball opening day today. Very sad time. Just another realization that we are nowhere near sports and the earth is just a wasteland. Scotty, how you feeling?
I feel good. Jesus. Actually, I don't feel good because today was supposed to be opening day and the weather was like awesome, so it's just kind of mocking me.
Yeah. Zach, how are you feeling knowing that this day had no effect on you whatsoever, that you would have probably hated it?
Yeah, we wouldn't have had any basketball, except maybe some NBA stuff, so I had a nice day. Went to the park with the dogs.
Wow,
beautiful, Zach. Beautiful day outside, so.
Enticing.
Riveting
you.
Shit. All right, so, well, big episode this week, or today at least. Monday, we had a short one. We had 30 minutes, so loading this one up. We've got some hypotheticals we saw on Twitter.
Pause. Loading this one up.
Ah, gotcha. You need a new word, because when you say pause, I think you mean to pause the podcast.
I'll just yell stop if I need to stop the podcast.
Okay, sounds good.
Cuts.
We have our Twitter
or
trend.
Cut.
We have our Twitter trend. A bunch of stuff on Twitter, which is basically your entertainment for the non-sports season. We're going to rip Scotty's rankings of the top five NFC East quarterbacks of all time. Zach weaseled his way out of that one. I respect
good
it.
Good luck.
NFL.com irrational reactions are back. Shelby and Scotty head-to-head in trivia. We have Tiger King episode 1-3 recap. I think we're the first people in history to do this.
Yeah, no one's ever done it.
Yeah, like I saw 17 different platforms. Like, we're reviewing Tiger King. And then we also have our final.
You can't make us.
Yeah, then we also have our final four bracket. Our final four bracket of the March Sadness hashtag the worst bracket. You guys ready to go?
Let's do it,
yeah.
Baby.
I want to start here. So, Zach, you won 2 units from Scotty the other day. Is that correct on Tuesday?
The game crashed.
But they tweeted out saying that the Cardinals won.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's why I didn't hear anything from Scotty about it.
So congratulations.
I thought it was just off.
Congrats.
Congrats. So if you didn't see, I think it was it Bleacher Report betting?
Yeah, BR betting on Twitter.
Yes. So they had Cardinals Houston. They're playing after the details of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. So Zach took Arizona +1.5. Scotty took Houston -1.5. And I think the Cardinals won outright. That's confirmed. So Scotty, quick L for your 2020 NFL season. Thoughts? Did you watch the game?
It's good to be back.
Did you guys?
No, I watched it because not for the betting reasons, but then it crashed and I just stopped watching because.
Okay, well, either way, Zach 1-0. How's that feel?
Feels like I won 2 units. It's just nice to win one.
Now it's time to it's a new segment I like to call a random Reddit question on Twitter, and we explore it. And that comes to...
Oh wait, by the way, Shelby, yeah. Sorry, I have to bring this up with the Madden. I need you to know that well into the third quarter of between the Cardinals and Texans, Kyler Murray was a clean 14 of 14.
That does.
So that's great.
14 of 14. That doesn't happen if you bet the other way, just so you know, which you probably know.
Nah, dude, DeAndre Hopkins had a nice over-the-middle touchdown tutty, catch for a tutty. Yeah, dude, and David Johnson had the first – both of the players that were traded away had the first touchdowns for their respective teams.
That didn't happen by accident. All right, so random –
no,
random Reddit
rigged.
Question. This comes from at the Knicks Hate Me on Reddit. Could an owner theoretically marry a player to circumvent the cap? He says, like, let's say Wes Edens just marries Giannis. He could pay him the minimum to stay with the Bucks and just share his assets on the back end. Or if AD just marries Genie Buss, the Lakers could incur another massive contract because AD is getting paid and laid off the books. Big question, guys. Which owner do you want to see marry someone?
That's a loaded question that I was not prepared
for. Yeah, because how many actual owners do you know?
Steve Ballmer.
It sounds like Kyrie.
Genie Buss.
It sounds like Kyrie Kyrie needs to marry an owner already because he's kind of in his feelings anyway. So yeah.
Who owns the Nets?
I would go Kyrie.
I don't know who owns the Nets.
Jay-Z.
I think Steve yeah. Ballmer and
Justin Timberlake has a stake in the Grizzlies.
Him and Ja Morant. Ballmer marrying Kyrie. Be fun.
Marcus Smart and Michael Jordan.
Or Kawhi.
That's what I meant, yeah.
No, Terry Rozier.
Scary Terry. Whatever happened to Scary Terry. That guy fell off Michael the face Jordan. Of the planet.
He plays with the Hornets.
Yeah, that fell off the face of the planet. In the NFL, could you see, like...
Especially now. Who's talking about him now?
Why isn't anyone talking about Terry Rozier right now? who's the... I lost my train of thought. Haslam and Baker Mayfield getting married, or him and Odell?
Yeah.
Odell could probably do all the coke in Europe that he wanted if that was the case.
I'm sure the Hunt family would love to adopt Patrick Mahomes.
Speaking of coke, who do you think
paying him $1 billion?
Speaking of coke, who do you think Jim Irsay would marry?
he'd probably
the coke. Yeah,
probably Philip Rivers. Just like, I'm a family man.
I'm pretty sure Philip Rivers has multiple wives.
The Colts just signed Xavier Rhodes, 1 year deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, late.
Breaking he has news. Multiple wives.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like Mormon or something, right? He's got all those
Tiger
kids.
King NFL version? Question mark.
All right, now it is time to rip Scotty's rankings of the top five NFC East quarterbacks of all time. So Scotty finally did his homework for an episode. Just kidding. Top five quarterbacks, NFC East. A lot of good ones. The only division in football that has 4 Super Bowl winners in it.
Wow.
So, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to say number 5 is Tony Romo. Severely underrated his entire career.
Okay.
You guys disagree or agree?
Well, I mean, we'll get to that.
All right, yeah. Fine. Number 4, this was a tough one because you have Phil Simms. But I'm going to go ahead and say Joe Theismann.
Okay. Joe Theismann. Remember that?
Early THF days. Joe Theismann's thigh.
Number 3, I'm going to go ahead and say Eli Manning. Because of what he accomplished, I feel like is stronger than Phil Simms, obviously. And he beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl, once ending one of the best Super Bowls ever, if not the best.
Definitely not the best.
Number 2, I'm going to go ahead and say Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And number 1, Roger Staubach.
Okay. So 3 out of 4 Cowboys, which is, you know,
yeah.
I wouldn't have put in Romo just because I don't see what he accomplished other than being really popular. I mean, what was his play? How many playoff games did he win? Was it 2?
Two and four playoff record.
Okay, so that's what I mean. If Phil Simms won a Super Bowl, I don't know how long he was the starter. That would look at number 5 to me. Because the Giants, you don't have very much success outside of Eli, Kerry Collins, and then in between Simms and Manning. I mean, so
Phil the only Simms one I really have a problem Bowl. With.
Yeah, he beat the Broncos.
Correct.
And he had one of the best passing performance ever for like 30-something years. He was like 24 of 26 or something like that.
He was 22 of 25 for 268 and 3 tutties.
Okay. I would probably put Simms in there because he also led the Giants back to the Super Bowl again, but he didn't start in it because Jeff Hostetler did in the wide right game.
Yeah, and I would probably put, if you're good, like, there's a lot of people you argue to put at 5, but someone I would put at 5 before I would put Romo at 5 would be Donovan McNabb, having great success on two different division teams.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Zach.
Super Bowl. Right.
But the reason I put Tony Romo is just because of what he did outside of the playoffs. And if you want to argue playoffs too, the reason I didn't put Donovan McNabb at 5 over Tony Romo, which was a hard thing for me to do, is because McNabb went to 5 conference championship games with only 1 Super Bowl appearance. So he chokes in the playoffs just as much as Romo did in that regard.
But he's got there. Tony never even got to the conference championship. He went to 5?
Yeah.
And Tony didn't make it to 1?
I mean, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But five, I mean, that's a bigger game to choke in than a regular playoff game.
What are their regular season stats compared?
I at least give them credit for getting there. I think you could have put, you should have put Randall Cunningham over Tony Romo.
No way. Yeah. Randall Cunningham's stats were not as good as you would believe, and he had a 1-4 record in the postseason.
A three-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he was with the Eagles for so long. I feel like you could.
I wouldn't even put Randall Cunningham in the top 10.
Oh, that's criminal.
No, it's not. Think about the people like Mark Rippon. Even you could even say Nick Foles was better as an Eagles quarterback than Randall Cunningham.
That's dude. I mean, I know
Phil
he
Sims,
had the
Joe
one.
Theismann.
I know he had the one year, but I mean, Foles did.
I mean, he's won a Super Bowl.
But Cunningham
and Randall Cunningham did not.
Okay, so he won a Super Bowl. That should be better. But Tony Romo didn't even get to a conference championship game, and you have him ranked higher. So, but now you're leaning. Yeah.
What about Randall? What about Ron Jaworski?
Yeah, you could have put him in too.
Over Randall Cunningham.
Or you could have put in.
Guys, you want to know something crazy?
What?
Donovan McNabb and Tony Romo both had the same number of career interceptions, 117.
Wow.
And Romo had more touchdowns. He had 16 more touchdowns, but McNabb had 3,000 more passing yards.
Oh, well, I mean, there were you get with Romo, you have like 3 years where he didn't play. His last year because of Dak, and then his first two because of Drew Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. You could
look at Romo's stats like in the middle of like from 2009 to 2013 or something like that. As far as touchdown passes go, and even up to the end of his career, it was always in the top. It was always between 2 and 6.
Yeah.
For touchdowns throws, he has 4 seasons where he threw 30 touchdowns or more, mm-hmm. with nearly 2 touchdowns per start.
Right. But you get into like my thing with Romo is because of the playoffs, it kind of skews me. But also, I forget like how often he was injured. So that kind of hurts and helps his argument because, you know, some of these games and seasons, he's probably, you know, less than 100%. But, like, you talk about that those prime years in there, Scotty, his, like, 11 through 13, 3 seasons, and they were an 8-8 team each time. And he had 30 – those were 2 of his 3 seasons with over 30 touchdowns. So, I mean, I don't know. You could have put Jim Hart in four straight Pro Bowls with the St. Louis Cardinals in the 70s. Deep what? Cut.
Shelby flexing his brain.
Because the St. Louis Cardinals were in the NFC East.
Do you know there another quarterback who was successful in the NFC East a while back who served as the backup to Roger Staubach was Danny White?
Cowboys, yeah.
He was a punter before he took over as the starter.
So Joe Theismann was a punt returner.
Yeah.
So,
was Joe Webb.
Who were the two quarterbacks that were
started a playoff game?
Was it Staubach and somebody else that were like the duo starting QBs in Dallas?
I don't think you have that right.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Didn't Cowboys? Because I remember watching Peyton's Places. They're talking about when the Cowboys had like two. They would go with like two different QBs. Mm-hmm. I just don't remember.
Mm, I'm not sure.
Staubach and somebody else maybe.
Is Joe Theismann in there strictly because he won a Super Bowl? Because his stats are not overwhelming at all. I mean, he only had five years where he had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Well, he also was 77-47 as a starter.
Yeah, so was, I mean, Randall Cunningham was 63-43. He had 20 games above 500. He was 30. I mean, so they're all both successful winning.
Yeah, but we're not arguing between.
I know, but I'm saying Theismann. Theismann in general. Is it just the Super Bowl that is that makes it for him?
I mean because that, and he's
the
I
rest
mean,
is pretty underwhelming.
Can, yeah, that, but he's also in the Hall of Fame, and Donovan McNabb isn't.
Right. I don't know. I mean, it's a good debate.
Seems to go with Romo. Romo will be talked about going to the Hall of Fame. I'm sure.
Oh,
I mean, it'll be discussed.
You don't think McNabb will be?
If McNabb
hasn't already, he won't be.
Right, right. Huh. But I think people are so in love with Romo for his like broadcasting, and he was so in love with him off the field. He dated Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. It's like
that's why people hate him though. That's why he was so underrated his entire career because people really wanted to hate him because of the stuff he did outside of football. But you know, because people not only saw it as a distraction, but they hated like you know the stigma that a Cowboys quarterback had next to. you know, dating a celebrity. You know,
well, when you're a Cowboys quarterback, you're going to be the talk of the town. Right, yeah. But I just with Romo, so he had three seasons where they won more than 10 games. If you want to go that route with noting Joe Theismann's win percentage, so I don't know.
I mean, Theismann's in there strictly. Yeah, the Super Bowl helps. The Hall of Fame and the Super Bowl. I mean, if Romo and Donovan McNabb and or won a Super Bowl, we'd be having a totally different conversation, and both of them would probably be in the top five.
That's the main line with Romo for me not being in the top five is because I never got what he actually did. Because, I mean, they won two playoff games to me.
I just feel like he was disrespected.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make the without the titles, Eli Manning shouldn't even be on this list.
Oh, absolutely.
So Super Bowls just, you know, take everything into account.
Exactly. So that's why when you look at McNabb and Romo not having a Super Bowl, I would lean McNabb because he went to one at least and then went to five conference championship games. That holds some water. You have to win in the playoffs. Even with the first round bye, you have to win a game to get to the championship game. So, I don't know. Cunningham, it sucks for him because he retired for a year and came back with that Vikings team that lost on the Gary Anderson field goal that had Chris Carter and Randy Moss and everything. Randall Cunningham, Ravens legend. They brought him in. They brought him in after they won the Super Bowl to replace Trent Dilfer, and he got hurt. Yep. And he retired.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, very hilarious.
I barely remember that.
There's no way you remember that.
That's why I barely remember that.
6 years old. All right. Good discussion.
Zach didn't even know what football was.
That's a good discussion. I guess we'll have another Rip Your Rankings, and it'll be one of us doing top five quarterbacks from another division.
Guys,
Before
we move on, number one on the list was Roger Staubach.
Correct.
The craziest thing, just looking into his stats, I was like amazed because I didn't know that he won. Like aside from the two Super Bowls, he won 85-29 as a starter.
Oh yeah, that's when they became America's team.
That's ridiculous. 85-29.
And where would Troy Aikman be if he didn't have Emmitt Smith?
Right.
I mean,
not on the list. Just kidding. But there's the thing about Troy Aikman. He has one more Super Bowl than Staubach does, and Staubach was the creator of the America's team.
But back then, Aikman was I'm looking at his numbers now. He had one season out of, I don't know how many, 12, where he threw over 20 touchdowns. That's insane. He had one season, 1992.
It was a different league back then.
Yeah, it was, but I'm saying...
Yeah, it really was, because you look at John Elway's stats, and John Elway only threw... The highest he's ever thrown is 26 touchdowns in one season.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, even back then...
That just makes Rice's records even that more impressive, how it was a much less of a passing league back then.
It still was. Aikman, the same year Aikman threw 363 times, Randall Cunningham threw 560. So it was still a passing league, but one team had Emmitt Smith. That's all it was. So
right.
Okay. Good discussion. Good list. Tiger King. This show is
aren't you glad
insane.
I put you onto it?
Zach, kudos to you. Good find. Even though I think if I waited 2 days, all of Facebook would have told me to watch it.
But would you have taken them up on it?
Yeah, probably. But if I actually looked at it, looked at the preview, oh my gosh. But yeah, I'll start off. I mean, where do you even start off? We're doing the first three episodes. Zach, try not to spoil anything since you've already watched it through. Let me first say I'm a big Joe Exotic guy. I am so on his side in everything. And I'm afraid to find out when he goes to jail. Because they keep dropping breadcrumbs that don't forget this guy's in jail, and I'm like, well, for now he's marrying two dudes and making country songs, so let's just chill.
Yeah, and some low key not terrible country songs too.
They're actually I saw a tiger kind of slaps, And let me just say, when I when he did the "Here Kitty Kitty" song about her, killing, I fucking lost
that,
it.
Yeah,
that was so funny.
How do you find such a fucking lookalike?
Oh my god, I know. I literally thought that was her.
I thought that was her.
I think Oklahoma is full of frumpy old blonde women.
You go to Oklahoma, and every third woman it just looks like Carol. Yeah.
It's like Carol and a mixture of Baker Mayfield.
But it's just Baker Mayfield in a blonde wig.
Yeah. Where even else to start? I wrote down so much.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, that dude read that lady's fucking diary on live TV.
Oh my god!
What
I
a
know.
Savage.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, relatable moment when the guy was like, Joe's TV station only had like 80 viewers. I'm like, 80? That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I was like, you never had more than 80 at one time. I'm like, for an internet show in 2006?
Yeah, it's like, sheesh, that's pretty good. Guy I hate the most is Carol's new husband, total bitch boy, when he's like following behind her. Yeah. She's like, you're following me again. He's like, oh my god, sorry.
You know that he loves watching other dudes bang Carol.
Yeah.
That's his thing. And I don't want to...
The worst dude is Doc. The fuck?
Doc, yeah, Doc kind of sucks.
Fuck that guy.
He turned into like an R. Kelly zoo owner. Oh
my god, you stole my fucking joke, you dick. I was going to say he's just an exotic fucking R. Kelly.
He's like, we have them wear these suits, and it's like like the sexy tiger costumes. Yeah. Like, oh, what are their living conditions like? And the girl's just like, I made a sandwich one time, and I looked away, and there was cockroaches all over it.
flicked them off.
Well,
and
when I was watching this, I was like, oh, this Doc guy's pretty cool. Like, he's like a more level-headed Joe. And then they start talking. Well, no, and then they start talking about, oh yeah, and like these chicks get paid like $1 a week, and they're there for a million years. Like, is this just Scientology but with big cats?
You know what the funniest thing is? That you know that the people who made the show hate Doc is because when they first showed up at his house, he was like, you guys come to the door and it'll be like, here's my crib. They left that in. Yeah. And then they were like, who's directing this, us or Doc? So they left that in on purpose because they can't stand that motherfucker.
Yeah, they were like, I'm glad that like Doc has so much experience and he's better directors than we are.
Yeah. So the girl, Carol, what's her last name again?
Baskin.
One thing, red flag from the start, she's allergic to cats.
Yeah.
So what? And she wears the cat clothes with the cat luggage. And then my favorite part is that she like charges people admission to go into her thing. And like she's got, or what's it called? Neverland or
Big Cat Rescue?
Yeah.
No, that's the. But what was it called beforehand? I don't know. But yeah, it's Big Cat Rescue now. And she like, she's on the camera like, oh, they sold out really quick, and then it turns out she doesn't even pay anybody.
Yeah.
At least like
they're all volunteers.
I mean,
they're volunteers. Yeah.
I'm not. And
but they don't have to stay there.
You got to volunteer for like 7 years just to be like. And she admits, she's like, I don't know, I never even see them unless I like they've been here for a while.
Yeah, she's like, so I'm like, this person's been here for 3 years. I don't know who the fuck they are. Get out of here.
The Who's the Biggest Real One award goes to the girl who lost her arm.
Yeah.
She's back at work in like 5 days. Yeah. And she's just like, the media blew it out of proportion. I'm like, how do you blow that out of proportion? You lost your arm to a tiger. Yeah.
Well, they were like, we could save your arm. And it's like, no, it would look better if you go back to work. So just chop that bitch off and get back in there.
Yeah. What did she think like 2 years later after that happened? She's like, well, I'd
they
be like
saved
have a
my
fully
arm.
Functional hand
yeah.
by now.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, that physical therapy sounds exhausting. Just take it.
I'm going to be honest.
Scotty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know before this documentary that you could even fucking own tigers.
You can't anymore.
No.
Oh, really?
I mean,
could then,
let's
though.
Not spoil stuff. It, right. Yeah. But, yeah, you, I guess you could. I remember the Zanesville thing that they alluded to.
Oh, yeah, I do as well.
Mm-hmm. They're just sitting in, like, 10th grade English, like, oh, there was, like, six tigers at, a deli this morning, like, 100 miles from here.
I'm pretty sure, like, the... I'm pretty sure the directors don't really like anyone, but they sympathize most with Joe Exotic. But the funniest thing about the whole fucking thing was, to me, it was like Carol talking about like how they're just evil fucking for devils for breeding these tigers. And then
this
like hero with the fucking white beard comes in with a fucking motorcycle, and he's just like, I think you guys will enjoy these VHS tapes. And she's like dressing up these cats in like fucking play outfits. And she's like, now it's important when you breed them to make sure that they get really accustomed with home life so they can basically never fucking go back into the wild.
No, this whole thing is one big, like, everyone's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, back to my guy Joe, he's like, he comes out with these bomb singles, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, he's also a magician.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What can he do? Killing.
Yeah. He has names on his bullets with the other guy. I thought that was some Hitler Eva Braun type shit. Mm-hmm. Eva Braun. Yeah, so that was odd. In episode 2, we got introduced to the Mario guy, and now there's, you know, there's country music, there's magic, there's big cats, and now there's cocaine-stuffed snakes. It's
like, I like Mario the best.
Oh,
yeah, he's kind of cool.
He's just OG.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's...
Did his time. He Mike Vicked it.
Yeah.
You know, he's...
He came
out the other end a better guy.
The system can change him, and they did. And exactly. Like,
or they didn't, and we just have no idea what's going on inside his zoo because he was like, "You're not fucking coming in here."
Yeah, he's like,
"Well, what's proven? Come on now."
Yeah, he's like, "I did my time." He's like, "Leave me alone."
I just wanna,
Other thing with Carol, she gets a check from Facebook for $23,000 minimum every 2 weeks.
That's exactly what I was like. I'm a digital marketer, and I was like, "What? How is she earning from Facebook?"
Yeah, I don't know. How do you make money? I didn't know you could make money off Facebook.
Well,
I really don't
said
know.
Something like she got in like hella early. I don't know.
I think it's charity, like a charitable thing. Like,
yeah.
So you can support, pay to support. I need to go to her page and see if you can actually pay to support her or the, what Big Cat Rescue? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, she like, they treat their animals so wrong. And then Carol has like, come see the most big cats in the country. She has 12.
Yeah.
And there's like all these wires, and like the cats have to stick their head in this tiny thing to get water, and there's weeds everywhere.
And Joe has
like,
over 100.
Right. And, but the thing is with Joe, I was on his side, and then I was like, oh, the staff gets paid $138.
They have to eat, they have to eat dirt.
Eat expired Walmart.
Walmart meat.
Yeah, dude, I was on his side, and they, like, showed him at a gas station talking to this girl who was, like, crying. She's like, get you a head start on life. She's like, thank you. And then he's like, oh, and here's where you'll be living,
yeah,
this fucking trailer with
no air 120
degrees conditioning and, like, Dr. Pepper cans all over the fucking place. All
right, so back
I'd rather
on
sleep at the bus station.
The elephant in the room is Carol definitely murdered her husband.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Did she?
All signs point to that.
Like, her ex-husband's, like, ex-wife and children are like, oh, yeah, she definitely fucking killed him.
So, like, let's go through the evidence. He said he was divorcing her and then never saw him again. What else was there? He got a restraining order against her.
Yeah.
And
she modified his will.
Yeah, modified his will, so she got everything.
Nobody asked any questions.
He was missing for 5 years, and so you can't get anything until it's been after 5 years.
5 years and
like,
1 day.
5 years and one. Thanks, Zach. 5 years and 1 day. She's like, "Yep, he's dead. Give me my money."
The fact that I was like kind of on her side, like, "Oh, let's not jump to conclusions." But until she like snuck in and stole the fucking power of attorney, I was like, "Wait."
And it's like, "Oh,
what?"
Like, I do like how there's like seven different theories floating around that how she might have killed him. And then she's just like, they say I put him in the meat grinder. She's like, you couldn't even put a hand in there. Trust me, I've tried.
How do you know?
Yeah. But God, it's like, Joe, as soon as I find out his workers are eating expired meat from the back of a truck, he drops "Here, kitty, kitty" on me, and I'm back in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, like, it's so, like, from an ethics standpoint, it's so up and down. I honestly, and I think I dropped this in the DMs, I don't feel ethically equipped to judge these people because it's so up and down. Like, one minute you're like, oh, okay, that's good. And the next minute you're like, that's trash conditions. So, like, right, I don't feel like – I feel stressed because I feel like I have to watch this from a judgmental standpoint, and I feel like I have to make some sort of decision.
Right. And the biggest one I thought was she put, like, upon my disappearance – on the thing.
Oh,
instead
right.
Of
not
death.
Upon my death. Yeah.
And the
oh, the hero is the lawyer. Is that
no,
lawyer?
Oh, I don't
That's
like
my
him.
Hero of the show. I fuck with him.
I don't like him.
He's just.
He's
straight edge.
He's fair and balanced because he's just like, my thing is someone, I think he was murdered. She's like, by who? He's like, I won't say. I'm like, just say it.
I won't
it.
Go we, there.
Yeah, he's like, just say
it's
it.
It's a documentary, dude. It doesn't count.
Yeah, he's just like, I think, what did he say? Karma will always win in the end. It's like, just tell me who you think killed this guy. Like, you have a theory. That was I thought he was.
By the way,
I found him frustrating with his gobbly turkey neck.
Oh, he's got the cute droopy eyes though, man. Don't hate on the grandpas. By the way, Carol is earning money via Facebook through fundraisers, which is a tab I honestly didn't know it was existed. Maybe that was part of the reason you had to get in early, but. Okay. She has, like, Jessica's birthday fundraiser for Big Cat Rescue. 55 earned out of 200. You can donate or invite people to fucking
God. Is that
share.
Is Jessica the name
and
of
it's
a
like,
cat?
Look, dude, it's honestly, from a marketing standpoint, it's genius.
She
fucking
already
28
got
hours left. 2 days left. Yeah. 2 days. 3 days. 3 days. There's so many things that you can fucking donate to.
My biggest takeaway, I think, was that he disappeared.
He's pocketing it all.
He disappeared on August 18th, which would be right before football season. That would suck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, like, if you're going to make me disappear, just do it
when
in
was
February.
This, 1988? 89?
Sure.
Was that a good season, Shelby?
89, the Redskins beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl, so, yeah.
God damn it.
No, the 49ers beat the Broncos in the Super Bowl that year. Sorry.
55-10, yeah.
And the next year is when the Bills started their 4-year stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Piss them off and go for 4.
What were you saying, Scotty? By the way, what?
By the way, the funniest part about it was that the first two episodes they just touched on, like, Joe's like, oh, Carol definitely killed her husband. And we're like, oh, what? And then
wait, what? And then
like,
they don't
oh, yeah.
say a
and
word they, about it until the third episode.
Yeah, they just like kind of touch on it, and then episode 3 comes at you with a whole ass
a
fucking
whole
like,
ass
hour
episode.
Worth of
yeah.
of like how there's all these different theories and how
yeah.
it's like
and,
wow,
and,
they can really get convincing. They could honestly make a documentary about did she or didn't she kill her.
And husband. Joe, my favorite is that he makes the song that she fed him to a tiger, and then he says like, check that sewer, I bet his body's under there. And
yeah.
it's just like he like goes yeah. hard on every single theory that is out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like every avenue. It's like he doesn't actually have an angle. He just like attacks all of them as if they're 100% true. But like that's the thing, like I don't he says that like they could digest bones. I really don't think that he got eaten by a tiger. Because,
no.
like, what the fuck, dude? No fucking way.
See, even
they
those
eat
tigers
the
are.
The human bones.
The tigers are eating those steers and they're, like, picking at it almost.
Right.
It
yeah.
Like, they're
exactly.
not taking big. They'd have to take forever to eat a human. Plus the bones. That's. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, and then, like, as soon as he was gone, Carol had a thing in the house that said, never speak that man's name again in this house. Like,
yeah.
what?
Why would you do that?
Well,
unless you're
did
trying
she do
to
that because.
Oh, the biggest thing!
Did she do that because she didn't. Want to like?
Yeah, you could kind of throw that. But
he thought she thought that he left her.
I but yeah. how about her thing, the science of getting rich? Like
yeah,
oh yeah,
like whether on
by accident,
whether on
yeah.
purpose
rolling your
or
eyes.
By accident. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, her VHS tapes. I could watch those just organically, just because I'm so fucking interested at this point.
All right, anyone got anything else on?
Well, and we can cut this out if this is not an episode you've watched yet. I'm pretty sure it is, though. When Joe rented that helicopter to fly over her sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
And gives that tiger a full-on ass seizure. The tiger's down there like... He's like, we have to find this out. It's like, you're killing this tiger down here. It's gone full
why
potato.
Why did Joe go into his gift shop after the girl's arm got cut off and was just like so fucking gruesome about it? He's like,
yeah.
just so you know, yeah. they stuck the arm through and cleaned fucking her arm right
yeah,
off.
Like,
what?
Before you hear this on the news, hand up. Like, literally,
even,
not really, though.
You can't even just like say...
I want you to.
You
I
can't
want
just
you to,
say that there was an attack. There
from,
was an accident.
I'd rather you hear this from me in the most gruesome terms possible.
But Joe's pretty badass on the ATV, just looking right at a tornado, though. Yeah, guy's not scared of anything. I'm in love with this dude. And apparently so are two other guys.
B is fourth.
Yeah, so, well, I might have to be a prison bitch to do that, and I don't have any rap sheet on me, so... yeah, that guy. I guess we'll... What, do we make Monday? Finish the series by Monday?
Yeah.
Can we watch... Can we do a Netflix watch party? Because I liked that idea. Yeah.
You can only do it... I've looked into it. You can only do it via browser. So you can do it on your computer. That's it. You have to, like, type in something in the browser. Yeah. It's, like, technical. It's actually... So, you know Google Chrome? Yeah. It's an extension, which is fucking genius. But Google Chrome has an extension that you download from the internet that you can basically start and stop the Netflix media with it, I guess. Hmm. So you can watch with friends. I don't know if there's a chat box included or what, but that's
so. Can we try that?
Sure, why not? Let's do it.
Try it tonight, episode 4.
I want to record ourselves and post it. But that's just me being ambitious.
Well, I can't do it tonight. I gotta go to bed as soon as we're done. You guys know how Thursdays are.
So Zach will be like that all weekend then.
Who cares? Zach's already seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Scotty, you and I try it. Alright. Sounds good. Alright, we ready for the final four?
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Alright, so we have the final four of the bracket, the hashtag the worst. Yeah. So the matchup. I don't know which one of you two did this. I did two. Then you guys each did one.
I have I have three.
All right, it is time for the final four of the hashtag the worst March Sadness bracket. No college basketball, but we've had a wild ride. We are down to, I don't know where the final four was this year. Was it Atlanta? Atlanta.
Probably.
Go with Atlanta. All right.
Yeah, sure.
Who had Knowing What Happens When You Die? I'll let you introduce
Scotty
that
did.
One. All right. Scotty.
I did.
That's our first round matchup.
All right. Okay, guys, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Here's the performance from the first seed. Knowing what happens when you die, and you can't tell anyone. Everybody goes to hell for small things. Hell is worse than the Bible's description, and the devil is actually just Sarah Jessica Parker, and you have to spend eternity convincing people she has a normal chin.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, that goes up against you have to get a face tattoo of your ex. You have to act like it's normal. And then when anytime someone calls you out on it, you have to call them racist. And you have to get your passport and driver's license taken in it. What's the vote?
I'm going to go with the hell one.
Me too.
I have to spend eternity explaining that Sarah Jessica Parker's face is normal. No, thanks.
To naysayers, every single day, every minute of your existence from now on is just convincing people. Sarah Jessica Parker has
a
normal
chin. Look at it, and like, I mean,
she's
a beautiful movie star.
She was in Hocus Pocus. Yeah. Shut up.
She is a movie star. All right, next one. Zach, introduce it.
All right.
This is for the Final Four National Championship.
Yeah, so you have to sprint everywhere you go. Under 2 miles, you have to scream, I'm sprinting, in a Russian accent, and waving your middle fingers in the air as you do it, and when you get where you're going, you throw up a little bit in your mouth.
Every single time.
Oh, God.
That goes up against the sixth seed. You can never lose weight, only gain it. It disproportionately goes to your gut. What doesn't go to your gut goes to your face. You have to then take progression pics of before and after. And your picture is used on infomercials of bodybuilders that are selling nutrition pills.
God.
Of what not to look like.
Fuck.
You are the before.
Yeah.
No, I'm doing that one. Fuck that.
Really? I think you throw up in your mouth every time you get done running.
But at least I'm active and I'm
yeah.
I'm,
I guess
I'm
so.
Losing weight.
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm going with can never lose weight. All right,
so we've got our national championship.
We've got our national championship, and as in March Madness fashion, it will be crowned on a random Monday night. Yeah.
I actually think that this is a very, very good matchup.
Yeah.
It's a very good matchup.
Sarah Horsica Parker against getting ridiculously fat and nationally shamed on an infomercial. At 2 a.m. in the morning.
Because I saw something. Yeah.
Keep going, Shelby.
I saw something on Facebook that was just like, this guy was talking about, it's like, as you get older, you know, your stress level from work, and they have like these random, you know, stock photos of just guys like sitting there on the couch with like a huge gut, and like they have paperwork all over the place, and they're like eating a cheeseburger. And it's like, the stress makes you like, you know, you're too stressed at work and you don't have time to cook, so you eat fast food, and it's just this guy with a huge gut, like six chins. And I'm like, that poor guy is out there somewhere, just like, you know, looking at like if he sees that, yeah,
present.
It could be your future in this. So we have a national championship matchup. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Zach, when you think about it, you adding the throw up option actually helps you lose weight even more. So I'm going to, you know, I'm just.
Okay.
You know, adding on to the reason why I didn't choose yours.
Okay. Why don't you turn the knife in? All right. Sounds good.
You don't take offense to these.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know how the devil one is going to, as Sarah Jessica Parker, the hell one, is going to, because you're already spending eternity doing the last thing.
You didn't give yourself much wiggle room. And that's what I found out with the face tattoo, and so I was like, I don't know what to add to this. You have to call someone racist when they ask about it.
Yeah,
well, like, what do you face tattoo your ass? I don't know, racist.
You racist. Well, that's where it gets fun with these things, though, is you can, like, you've gotten so specific on the things that have to do with the original scenario that you just have to throw in something completely random to make it that much worse.
Would it be fun to do it on the pod right now?
No,
probably not.
Do the national come up with different Monday.
Come up with different ones, and like don't put them up against each other until we have something like really.
No,
just shoot my idea
shoot
down,
it down.
Like, real quick. That's cool.
Kind of. Is that our show?
I saw a tiger and a tiger saw a man.